Hi, and welcome to the Sports Info Solutions Baseball Podcast Best of 2023 episode. I'm Mark Simon. During the baseball season, we talked to a great group of current and former MLB players. We're going to spotlight some of the best things we heard from them in 2023 on the subject of defensive excellence. We'll start with Phillies general manager Sam Fold. Sam knows that it's his defense that made him a major leaguer, and he knows how important defense is, even if it's not always reflected in his team's roster.
Personal bias, I think that it's just another way of describing value. And at the end of the day, like how you provide value as a player, I think we're agnostic to it. You try to keep things on the same scale and use the same unit, whether it's wins or runs. And I think like 10 runs saved defensively is the same as 10 runs provided offensively. And I think we recognize that the predictive nature of defensive data might not be quite what the predictive nature of offensive data is, but still valuable. Certainly a big part of how we evaluate.
And what does Sam think the future holds for defensive evaluation?
There are probably underlying characteristics that are out there right now that we just haven't fully wrapped our heads around, whether that's jump first step, jump, route efficiency, acceleration. Like there's a lot of data out there that I think we're still exploring. And thankfully Hawkeye has allowed us to sort of better capture that data. But I think there's still a lot of predictive information out there that exists that we haven't fully captured. Yeah, I think like there's definitely going to be some underlying characteristics in baseball players that you don't need 500 games to fully capture their defensive abilities.
One of the toughest things to defend against in 2023 was stolen bases. We talked to Washington Post national baseball writer Chelsea Janes during spring training about how this might play out during the season. And the focus was on one player in particular.
I asked Trey Turner, who you would think would love that kind of thing, be able to steal a few extra bases. And he said the thing that he's noticed is he doesn't have to dive back to first base as often. You know, I think it was Clayton McCullough, the Dodgers first base coach last year, he said, looked up how many times Trey Turner had dived back as opposed to anyone else in the league. And it was like, 170 to 100 for the next guy. And he said that wears on you, And so I think for him, it's just a little less wear and tear, maybe on who knows how that sort of manifests itself, but it seemed fairly significant to him. And I hadn't thought of that at all.
That was kind of foreshadowing for the season. Turner went 30 for 30 stealing bases in 2023. We also talked to some prominent college baseball players. One of those was LSU first baseman Trey Morgan. Morgan made one of the most significant defensive plays of the year, a season saver on a bunt in the College World Series. The Rays made Morgan their third-round pick in the 2023 draft. Though it's uncertain whether his future is at first base or in the outfield, Morgan knows that his defense will go a long way to determine how good he'll be. It's something that he's worked on for a long time.
Me and my dad, we worked on picks all the time in practice, over and over again. So our magic number was 10. My dad would start at second base and throw me 10 picks. Then you go to shortstop, throw me 10 picks. Then third, throw me 10 picks. But I never really realized, or I don't know if I still expected to actually do it in the game sort of thing. So when it first happened, it was a ground ball to shortstop, actually. And I was about, I'd say, 7 years old. And it was a ground ball to shortstop. Kid threw it over and I picked it. And the biggest smile went across my face. And you could just hear my dad in the stands. I remember hearing my dad like, yeah.
One of the premier players in next year's draft class could be North Carolina outfielder Vance Honeycutt. Honeycutt and his teammates made headlines for their frequent home run robbing catches. For Honeycutt, a point of emphasis has been giving himself the best chance to make the play, meaning he's doing some work before the pitch is thrown.
I would just say going back to a pre-pitch setup, kind of having a little right-left stagger, getting down in an athletic stance, being able to see the ball off the bat well, because, at the beginning, I was just kind of straight up and down and just kind of, I was getting late reads. I was still able to get the balls, in the gaps, but I didn't have that great of jumps.
We talked to a couple of minor league shortstops who have excelled in our defensive run saved stat. Noah Miller of the Twins is someone who is very advanced and self-aware when it comes to his defense.
I just always am very comfortable going to my left. It's just that, having that eye behind the glove, kind of, that's probably the biggest thing. I just think being able to read the hop with your eye behind your glove is a little bit easier going to your left than going to your right. I would say the biggest things are probably just increasing arm strength and increasing foot speed to increase my range. And then obviously increase the ball, like the angles that you can take on, say, that dive in the hole, where if you have a little bit stronger of an arm, you know that you can go a little bit deeper.
Nassim Nunez spent 2023 with the Marlins and was the MVP of the Futures game. He's a whiz with the glove, too. And the Nationals took him in the Rule 5 draft, which gives him a chance to make an MLB roster in 2024. And the thing he focuses on...
slowing down the game.
Understanding my body, understanding how athletic I am. In some plays, I don't have to be like 110% or 100%. Some plays I can really like understand my runners, understand my arm strength, understand the speed of the ball and the direction of the ball, and go according to that.
We talked to two highly impressive rookies. Giants catcher Patrick Bailey was a runner-up for the Fielding Bible Award. What stood out about Bailey wasn't just his pitch framing and throwing. He got high marks for how he managed a game.
I think it's my favorite, like just handling a staff, pitch calling, kind of obviously pitch framing's up there. But, you know, I like thinking the game and kind of what pitches are setting up what, and just getting guys through innings and just trying to get the best.
Rockies center fielder Brenton Doyle won a Gold Glove in his rookie season and nearly won a Fielding Bible Award. He led all center fielders with 19 defensive runs saved. That was an impressive accomplishment for someone playing half his games in Coors Field. These were Doyle's points of emphasis.
Just knowing the field, knowing that you got to be pretty aggressive, especially in those big gaps, you know, and those, the runners scoring position most of the time are going to end up scoring because you're playing so deep because you have to, you know, cover so much ground. So, I mean, I've had my fair share of conversations with guys like Charlie and KB a little bit in spring training to kind of warm me up to what to expect when I made it up here to Coors. And, you know, it's been a great fun challenge though so far.
We were very fortunate to get to talk to Royal shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. The game moved very fast for Witt as a rookie, but in his second season, he looked much more comfortable at shortstop, and he knows why.
Last year, I was trying to catch the ball and make the throw at the same time, and we'd rather know that I feel like I have more time and just knowing the runners in the league, knowing how fast they are, and just trying to slow the game down as much as possible. I think that's another big thing, is just clearing my mind between pitches, but then whenever the pitcher's about to throw, just kind of be ready to get locked in.
Do you have any mental tips or tricks or things that you do that maybe that would help someone that was young that was trying to kind of learn it?
Yeah, just like sometimes I'll look at my glove and I got like my name on it and then the word simple on it, because that's kind of like the mantra I go about it. But just keep things simple.
SIS VP of baseball, former major leaguer Bobby Scales, was very impressed with how much better Witt got in the field.
He's better to his back end side significantly from a year ago as well, but straight on and to his left, he's made a huge improvement. And that means one thing, he's making the more routine plays more routine. When you hit a ball to shortstop in the major leagues and it's right at him or slightly to his left, that's got to be an out 100 times out of 100 times. It's getting much more consistent with him. And for me, it goes back to point one, the game is slowing down for Bobby Witt Jr. You love to see it, the young player. Very few young players just come to the big leagues and they just had that slow heartbeat, and it's already slow, and you don't have to worry about it.
Another superstar that we got to speak with was Rangers second baseman Marcus Semien. There was a time when Semien was in Witt's shoes as a young player trying to figure things out, but now he's a terrific defensive player at second base.
Focus is the number one most important aspect of playing defense. And what I mean is when you're out there, you're focused on the hitting zone, you're focused on the batter's swing, and your timing is right. You're watching the pitcher when he starts. And, you know, there's times where, hey, you may have a bad at bat the inning before and you take a pitch off because you're thinking about whatever happened, a bad call or bad swing or, you know, so being able to individualize every single pitch and have full attention every single pitch is definitely something I try and do.
At different points in their life, Witt and Semien remade themselves as defensive players. Diamondbacks and then Mariners infielder Josh Rojas did too. Changing how Rojas played required a holistic approach.
I also did some work with our training staff and in the weight room, and just working on, you know, the best way to be explosive in both directions and what preset works for me. You know, last year I was kind of going with real low to the ground, deep into my legs, and it wasn't really allowing me to move side to side as well as I wanted to. So we went with more of an athletic approach this year and just be a bit taller, feet closer together, and more of like a base stealing stance. And so I can react both ways going fast.
We didn't just limit ourselves to major leaguers, minor leaguers, and college players. We talked to David McKinnon, Fielding Bible Award winner at first base in the NPB, Japan's baseball league. McKinnon is unusual in that he played two sports in college, and his skills in the other sport came in handy for some of his best baseball plays this season.
So I played college soccer as well as baseball. So I played goalkeeper, and that was kind of, I think that's kind of where my reaction time and like kind of the awkward jumps and like jumping up and kind of like reaching behind your head to kind of catch a ball. That's where that kind of comes from, just because that's how, like, when I'm playing goalie, like, trying to reach back and tap it over the net. So I think just playing the angles, like, in goal and playing the angles at first, you can make your body a little bigger if you play the right angles. You can make yourself cover a little more ground if you cover the right angle.
For Guardians center fielder and 2022 Fielding Bible Award winner Miles Straw, he has the speed and skills to make any play. For him, the key is to play worry-free.
Like I tell all of our outfielders, just go out there and play fearless. Like, don't worry about messing up. Don't worry. Don't think about mistakes. Just go out there, have fun, and just play 100%. You know, it's just kind of about just having that confidence out there, you know, just knowing you're the best player out there. You can go get everything.
Adjustments can be tough for players in making the transition from the minors to the big leagues. Astros center fielder Jake Myers had to learn on the fly how to catch one type of fly ball.
Specifically in the big leagues, the balls that are backspun, low liners, it can be tough sometimes to know how much they're going to carry. Because when I got to the big leagues, I felt like backspun baseballs would go a good 30 to 40 feet farther. So my initial read, I would run to a spot that I thought the ball would be, and it would actually carry a little bit farther. That has been kind of an adjustment for me in center field.
Myers handled it well. He totaled 5 runs saved in 2023. With all that a player has to think about these days, he's frequently in need of help. For Orioles catcher Adley Rutschman, one person who's been extremely valuable behind the scenes is SIS alum Ryan Klimek, the team's pitching strategy coach.
Klim's awesome, man. I mean, he helps out with all the pitch calling, game planning, really is like a voice to like streamline stuff from the relievers to starters to catchers and make sure like everyone's kind of like on a similar wavelength. Everyone has like their own individual thoughts, usually about like game planning, but he's kind of the, you know, voice of reason, talking to like everyone and trying to get everyone more on the same page, which I think it's awesome and helps in game.
This seems like a good time to note that if you want to work for SIS like Klimek did, you should look at the career section of our website or click the link in the show notes for our Video Scout advertisement. We also had a little fun with Adley, talking to him after his exhibition in the Home Run Derby, and offered him a suggestion for what he could do to top that in 2024. Hopefully you'll get the spirit in which this is intended. Given that you hit homers from both sides of the plate in the Home Run Derby, kind of almost like it was nothing, I'm wondering if next year you're planning to frame a strike with both hands?
Yeah, we're looking for the next big thing, so...
I was going to say, how do you top that? Like, how do you top hitting a home run for both sides in the Home Run Derby?
I don't know, man. I don't know. That was a cool moment. And, you know, obviously my dad was there, which made it as good as it could have possibly been. So very fortunate.
We also talked to a former player who has become a support system for the next generation of ball players. Gold Glove winner Marquise Grissom has a baseball academy in Atlanta where he's mentored players like Michael Harris II in how to perform like a major leaguer. The advice he gives.
Defense, how to get a good jump on the ball, how to react, the routes to the ball, movement, knowing, you know, when the ball is headed to the plate, to the hitting zone, you have to have something moving. And I think you got to see the ball off the bat, got to listen for the sound, you know, at that level when you're using wood bat. And a little bit on up with the aluminum bat as well. You know, you just have to be athletic on the baseball field. I think everything on the baseball field is all about athleticism. And we try to get the guys in the best shape possible. First, number one, get in shape. And you don't know what you can do until you get in real good shape. And then apply the fundamentals and the technique and then controlling your breathing.
Those are good tips. And it was a pleasure to talk to two of the best defensive players in baseball, Blue Jays center fielder Kevin Kiermaier and 2023 SIS Defensive Player of the Year, Ke'Bryan Hayes. Kiermaier bounced back from an injury-plagued 2022 to be great again and win a Fielding Bible Award in 2023.
I know my tools are still at an elite level. I don't have a weakness out there. I mean, that's I don't want like going to my left or my right and back. I don't ever want to have any sort of weakness out there. I want to be elite in everything and still, you know, probably lost a step. Don't throw as hard, but I know that, you know, third base coaches, they still don't want to send guys on me time and time again. And I want them to, but I know my tools can still play, but yeah, definitely, you know, not what I was 10 years ago, but once again, I'm trying to age like a fine wine and I can still produce and go out there and perform.
Ke'Bryan now knows that he has to be the guy who sets the example for the younger players.
I mean, yeah, I'm one of the older guys now on the team. So a lot of those young guys, they're looking and asking and watching to see what I'm doing, whether it be body language, all that type of stuff throughout a whole season. So yeah, I mean, especially this year, I kind of, in my head, I really saw that, especially like when I got the spring training, I'm like, man, I'm the oldest guy on the infield now. So outside of like when we had Santana and G-Man. So yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I just try to go out there and be a, like a example of just doing things the right way, being consistent, really just getting to know my teammates better.
And this wraps up 2023 for us here. For all our guests, Bobby Scales, and our producer, Justin Stein, I'm Mark Simon. Thank you for listening. We look forward to many more episodes of the Sports Info Solutions Baseball Podcast.
Thank you for tuning in to the SIS Baseball Podcast. If you like the show, please rate and review us on iTunes. If you have any questions, email the show at mark@sportsinfosolutions.com or tweet us at sportsinfo_SIS.